are tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's March 10th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. It was a profoundly weird weekend of news, including news that the Cybertruck destroyed in that Vegas bombing is now for sale, and Elon Musk said Tesla would buy it and rebuild it to put it back on the road. Our own Fred Lambert covers that story, writing that after the explosion, Tesla CEO Elon Musk praised the Cybertruck for, quote, containing the explosion and reducing the damage. He even went as far as claiming that the powertrain was still working and that Tesla would rebuild the Cybertruck and bring it back on the road. Quote, once we get this Cybertruck back to Tesla, we'll buff out the scratches and get it back on the road. When questioned about the seriousness of the statement, he affirmed, no, I mean it. They clearly haven't yet, because the Cybertruck is now shown up as a salvage vehicle for auction on the IAA website. So, yeah, this is a tough one. I don't know if they think this is some kind of symbolic thing, like, hey, this truck is back on the road, but it doesn't look to me like that thing's getting on the road anytime soon. But hey, this guy put a car into orbit, so maybe he will get that one back on the road. But the even bigger mystery is, why bother? There seem to be plenty of Teslas that are ready to go on the road right now, and they haven't found buyers yet, or really anyone else who wants to drive one. That's why they seem to be discounting these, subsidizing interest and putting them out at 1.99% APR. That's in addition to advertising them with the federal tax incentive and other gas savings and other tricks that they've used historically to try to boost demand and get people more interested in these vehicles. So really interesting. This was a vehicle that was supposed to have 2 million pre-orders. Obviously, not 2 million of them on the road, probably never will be. So that is tough, but it doesn't stop being weird just with the Tesla Cybertruck. Spa Cruzy is opening 2025 reservations for limited builds of its all-electric hot tub boats. These are just what they say on the tin. It's a hot tub with an electric motor and a boat chassis on it that you can drive up and down various rivers and lakes. They have them on the Chicago River, Lake Tahoe. These are a ton of fun. Even weirder, Liebherr, that's a construction giant, they have developed a massive 140-ton Segway-style autonomous hauler. It gets around like a hoverboard. It's got giant wheels, and man, they are saying that this is a for-real thing that they're going to build, and it looks like they're going to have one in Germany here at this year's Bauma show. Definitely go check that out. Now, as we're talking about news of the weird, as we're talking about these things, there are serious news items happening this weekend as well. And one of them also involves Tesla having made a suspicious number of rebate requests in the last days of the Canadian EV incentive. The Canadian government announced in January that it was running out of funds for up to $5,000 incentive program for the purchase of electric vehicles. The rebate was supposed to end in March, but in mid-January, the government started to warn consumers and dealers that money was running out faster than planned, and it would need to end it by the end of January. Unsurprisingly, this created a rush for people to take delivery by the end of the month. Tesla is the most popular electric vehicle brand in Canada, so it's not surprising that it benefited most from the temporary surge in demand. However, the numbers are coming in, and some are suspicious of the numbers Tesla is claiming. According to a report in the Toronto Star, four Tesla locations claim to have sold 8,653 EVs in the last 3 days of the rebate, filing for $43.1 million in total rebates, more than half of the remaining $71 million funds. Tesla's location in Quebec City alone filed more than 2,500 rebates in a single day and 4,000 over the course of the three-day weekend. Considering the location can only hold a few hundred cars and that the company needs to have delivered the vehicle to file the rebate, people are suspicious that Tesla could have actually delivered the cars when it says it did. The suspicious surge in filings from Tesla have resulted in other dealers being stuck without rebates. The Canadian Auto Dealer Association surveyed its dealers and found that they are stuck with 2,200 unreimbursed rebates worth about $10 million total. CATA spokesperson Hugh Williams commented on the situation, saying, quote, these dealers in good faith gave customers the money for a program that is always refunded. They shouldn't be left making a payment on behalf of the government of Canada. CATA has been pleading its case with Ottawa for the last few weeks and is now going public through the Toronto Star report to put pressure on the government. Following the report, Transport Canada is reportedly looking into the situation. They wrote to CATA, this report is unacceptable, and I am asking the department that is responsible for administering this program to provide detailed and complete information. Now, rebates going away, that is something that all EVs, really all vehicles, need to be aware of, especially with the turmoil being caused by the current administration. We don't know what's going to be eligible for incentives, even if they were promised at the time of order, in some cases more than 12 months ago. That's why it's great to see companies like Harbinger guaranteeing incentive pricing to combat some of that Trump administration chaos. With the Trump administration fully in power and federal EV incentives apparently on the chopping block, many fleet buyers are second-guessing the push to electrify their fleets. To help ease their minds, Harbinger is launching the IRA risk-free guarantee, promising to cover the cost of the anticipated rebates if the credit goes away. In the case of a Harbinger S524 Class 5 chassis, for example, with a 140 kilowatt hour battery, an MSRP of $103,200, the company will offer an IRA risk-free guarantee credit of $12,900 at the time of purchase, bringing the initial cost down to $90,300. That matches the typical selling price of an equivalent Freightliner MT45 diesel medium-duty chassis. Quote, "We created the IRA risk-free guarantee program to eliminate the financial uncertainty for customers who are interested in EV adoption but are concerned about the future of tax credits." That's according to John Harris, co-founder and CEO of Harbinger. For electric vehicles to go mainstream, they must be cost competitive with diesel vehicles. While the IRA tax credit helps bridge that gap, we remain committed to price parity with diesel, even if the credit disappears. Our vertically integrated approach enables us to keep costs low, shields us from tariff volatility, and ensures long-term price stability to our customers. You gotta love to see that. Though it does beg the question, if they could have always afforded to do business with a $12,000 lower price, why do they have to wait for the incentives to go away now? I asked that question in the Electrics Take section of that article, and I recommend that you leave your opinions here and your thoughts on that in the comments below. Moving on, all the EVs and one PHEV you can buy with 0% financing in March 2025. This is a big deal because it includes a 0% offer on a Tesla Model 3. There are very, very few times that Tesla has offered a 0% interest deal, and this one does not come with the need to spend $15,000 on supervised full self-driving. But the big update to this week's post is this. This is the Dodge Charger Daytona EV. This is the fastest, most powerful pseudo muscle car thing that's currently on a Stellantis lot. And you can now get these with 0% financing for up to 72 months, plus a $3,000 rebate. So if you've got negative equity or you already crashed your Hemi and you need to replace it, this is a great option for you there. If that's still too much money for you, these are the cheapest EVs you can lease in March at under $300 a month. That's a Peter Johnson article. We'll have links to that in the show notes at electric.co. So you can go over there and look for those. And if that's still too much money for you, that $2,000 electric mini truck that Micah Toll bought from China, they're down to $1,000 now. Great to see something getting cheaper now that I'm spending $8 a dozen on eggs. That's all I've got for today, March 10th, 2025. It's just getting weirder and weirder out there, folks. So be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss the next round of bizarre news.